ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ श्री उमामहेश्वराभ्यां नमः ॐ वागर्थाविव संप्रप्तौ वागर्थप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ ॐ नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकालाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वाट् डु दि ईशावास्य मन्त्रास् डु ईशावास्य मन्त्रास् ओन्लि रिवील् दि आत्मस्वरूपम् आत्मयाथात्म्यम् प्रकाशयन्ति Thereby they dispel the darkness of ignorance. Ajnana andhakaram nivartayanti. They only create knowledge which is the only means of destroying transmigratory life fraught with experience of paths of opposites. Samsara in the form of experience of paths of opposites, pain and pleasure, etc. caused by delusion. Therefore, the Anubandha Chatushtayam of Vedanta Shastram Here, the Ishavasya Upanishad is different from the Anubandha Chatushtayam of Karma Kanda of the Veda. Therefore, it is an independent, different text which should not be connected with karma. Okay? Now, we'll enter into the first verse. Om. Ishavasyam.
Ishavasyam.
Idagum sarvam.
Idagum sarvam.
Yatkincha.
Yatkincha.
Jagatyam jagat.
Jagatyam jagat.
Tena tyaktena.
Tena tyaktena.
Bhunjithaha. Magridha.
Magridha.
Kasya svidhanam.
Kasya svidhanam.
Ishavasya Upanishad also has swaras. But we won't focus on swaras. For the sake of understanding the meaning. We will first see certain features, then we'll see the literal meaning of the verse, then we'll see the Bhashya. So that we'll have a thorough understanding of each mantra. Of all these 18 mantras of the Ishavasya Upanishad, the first mantra and the second mantra, Prathama Dvitiya Mantra, these two mantras are the brief mantras, means Sutra Bhuta Mantra. Sutra Bhuta Mantra means Sutra Bhuta Mantras. Brief means the mantras are brief, wherein the content is packed. It's a cryptic, axiomatic, no, cryptic verse. Everything is, the whole teaching is packed in these two mantras. So we say Sutra Bhuta Mantra. And the first mantra, the content of the first mantra, we can briefly said to be Nivritti Margaha. The first mantra, what is the teaching of the first mantra? You want to say in one word, Nivritti Margaha. Otherwise, you can say Jnana Yoga. The second mantra can be brief, can be said in one word, Pravritti Margaha or Karma Yoga. So when there is a brief, a mantra packed with contents, it needs elaboration. There must be vyakhyanam or vrittihi or vivaranam, explanation, elaboration of what is briefly given. So third verse onwards, the third mantra onwards, until the eighth mantra, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, six mantras from third to the eighth, elaborate on the first mantra, the contents of the first mantra. And those mantras are said to be Vritti Bhuta Mantraha. Always Sutra Bhuta Mantraha must be elaborated, must have an elaboration in terms of Vritti Bhuta Mantraha. Vivaranam Vyakhyanam means explanation, elaboration. Vivaranam Vrittihi. All synonyms, vrittihi, vivaranam, vyakhyanam, all these words are synonyms. Elaboration. Now you can make out. The rest of the mantras from the 9th till the 18th. All those mantras are actually vrittibhuta mantras, elaboration of the commentary upon the second mantra. So this is how Ishavasya Upanishad is. Now, you all know very well Upanishad study is for the knowledge of the truth, and knowledge of the truth is for the removal of ignorance of the truth, and removal of ignorance of the truth is for removal of samsara, freedom from unhappiness, that we already know. Here Upanishad presents the same idea differently. Samsarasya karanam kim? What is the cause of samsara? What is the cause of suffering, human misery in this world? Of course, we all have our own relative causes, relative reasons. The cause, the reason for every individual suffering, there are different causes, different reasons. There are relative causes, relative reasons. I have my own problem, he has his own problem, other one has his own problem, Swamis have their own problems, the Grihasthas have their own problems. People who live in Bahamas have their own problems, people live in India have their own problems. Whole world has it, every individual or community, societies have their own different problems. There are relative issues, relative problems, but Shastram points out one common human fundamental problem, solving which the human misery can be resolved for good. The relative problems are not big problems really, according to the Shastra. There's one common human fundamental problem because of which there is human misery. What is that? We say erroneous perception of the self and the world. There is error in the perception of the self, there is error in the perception of the world also. There is no way of correcting the error in the perception of the world without having corrected the error in the perception of one's own self. And this error in perception, erroneous perception, is called adhyasaha. Adhyasaha. And what is it which causes this error? This error is caused by ignorance. Again, is ignorance a problem? No. Total ignorance does not cause any problem. Total ignorance is bliss. Total ignorance is not a problem. Total ignorance is bliss. How do we know that? If you want to understand how total ignorance is bliss, you should analyze your deep sleep state. Every day when you fall asleep, if you keep awake like an owl whole night, then you can't talk about it. If you fall asleep during the day or night, if you fall asleep, you are knocked off. What does it mean? You do not know your own existence. There is no knowledge of existence of yourself. In deep sleep state, do you know you are? Do you know you are in deep sleep state? Who says? Put up your hand. I know I am, that my existence in my sleep. Come on. If anybody puts up and I say, you are not sleeping. There is no, you do not know you are in sleep. You are in sleep. You do not disappear anywhere. You are very much present in sleep. When you are fast asleep, you are very much present in your sleep. You are, but you are not knowing you are. You do not know your existence in sleep. In fact, whenever you do not know your own existence, that is called sleep. If you know your existence, if you are aware of your existence, if you know you are, it is waking state. Being awake means being aware of one's own existence. Being asleep means not being aware of one's own existence. So in waking, you know you are. In sleep, you are not knowing you are. In waking, you are. In sleep, you are. You do not go away anywhere. You cannot go away anywhere. Okay? Never can you disappear. You are always, you were always, you have been always, timelessly you are, you have been, you are, you will ever be always, timelessly. Without arriving, without departing, without disappearing, without changing, you are, you have been, you will ever be. But there is a time you are not knowing your own existence. There is a time you are knowing your existence. Whenever you are knowing your existence, you are awake. Whenever you are not knowing your existence, you are asleep. Falling asleep Not being aware of one's own existence is not being non-existent. Is it clear? So you are. Now let us come to this. When I say you are in sleep, not knowing your existence, in waking you are knowing your existence, and knowledge of your existence in terms of I am is knowledge of your existence obtaining in the form of a thought in terms of I am is. In deep sleep state, there is no knowledge of the existence of yourself in terms of I am. When this knowledge I am is not there, what is there? Ignorance of existence. Be careful, I'm not saying you are not there. Ignorance of existence of yourself is in deep sleep state. When this knowledge of existence of yourself, it is waking state. When you do not know you are, then you cannot know what you are also in deep sleep state. Isn't it? This is called total ignorance. What is total ignorance? See, everything must be very, very clear. What do you mean by total ignorance? Purna ajnanam. Total ignorance means what? Not knowing existence of one's own self, thereby not knowing what, not knowing I am, not knowing what I am, is total ignorance. In sleep, you are not knowing you are, not knowing who you are, what you are. If I say babies, it is partial knowledge. Because many places I go, I do interact with people, there is no understanding of what total ignorance means. This I want to make it very clear before I start my lesson. If you say wave is, you have knowledge of existence of the wave. If you say wave is water, it is total knowledge. Similarly, if you know you are, it is partial knowledge. If you know what you are, it is total knowledge. Purna jnanam, purna vidya. What is purnam jnanam, purna vidya? Knowing your existence is partial knowledge. Knowing what you are, isn't it? I am is what? The expression I am is expression of knowledge of existence of one's own self. Is it clear? And this knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am is only partial knowledge. We say I am Brahman. I the self am the reality. I am consciousness. If you say, it is total knowledge. Table is, if I say, partial knowledge. You have the knowledge of the existence of the table. Table is wood, if you say, it is total knowledge. Something is, and what is that which is? Is it clear? Purna jnana. Ocean is partial knowledge. Ocean is, water is total knowledge. Now, what is total ignorance? Knowledge of existence of one's own self, obtaining in the form of a thought, in terms of I am, is partial, is it? When it is not there, the ignorance of the existence of one's own self is what? Partial ignorance. And of course, in sleep, you do not know what you are. Therefore, it is total ignorance. Not knowing existence of one's own self, not knowing what the self is, not knowing the existence of the world, is it? When you do not know your own existence, you cannot know the existence of the world. Can you know? Do you know the world is in sleep? The world is. But do you know the world is in sleep? When you are fast asleep, you are. The world also is very much there. But there is no knowledge of existence of yourself. Therefore, there is no knowledge of the existence of the world also in sleep. The whole world disappears. Amazing, isn't it? Just called being knocked off. Total ignorance. In total ignorance, you do not know you are, you do not know what you are, you do not know the world is, do not know the world. Is it? Total ignorance. In total ignorance, is there jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, insecure feeling? Is there desire? Nothing is there. Is there division? Is there an overknown division in sleep? Nothing is there. There's experience of nothingness in sleep. No pain. No pleasure, no pain, no hatred, no anger, no anxiety. Nothing is there. That's called bliss. What is bliss now? There is bliss. In total ignorance, you experience bliss. So we need not work very hard for experiencing bliss. You have to fall asleep. You have to knock yourself off. It's called total ignorance is bliss. And what is happiness? In bliss, there is no dukkham, sorrowlessness. There is no sorrow in bliss. That's why it's called bliss. In total knowledge, there is happiness. So, total ignorance is bliss, total knowledge is happiness. If you look into the dictionary, both the words mean the same, because there is no pain in total ignorance. There is no pain, suffering in total knowledge. Now, we have half knowledge, and when you wake up, being awake means what? Being aware of one's own existence is being awake. But now, when you're awake, there's only partial knowledge. There's no total knowledge. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. I'm introducing, okay? Why Swami has not gone to Ishavasya? We know all this, yes. I have to make sure that you know this. You know you are, but you do not know what you are. And you do not know that you do not know what you are. Therefore, you do not know that you need to know what you are. If you know what you are, then your knowledge is total. Purnam jnanam. Total knowledge. So total knowledge is happiness. No, so total ignorance is not a problem. To make this one fact clear, I have to talk so long. Total ignorance is bliss, it is not a problem. So total knowledge is happiness. But when is the problem? Partial knowledge, partial ignorance is the problem. Half-baked. So partial knowledge, partial ignorance is a problem. So now, animals are all always in bliss. No animal has any complaint about any problem in the world. Of course, they have their own physical suffering. They also have appetite, hunger, they also have sex, and they also have the physical pain. But they do not have something called emotional problem. They do not brood over the past. They do not worry about the future. Why? Because animals remain steeped in total ignorance. They are always in bliss. There is no such knowledge of existence on the part of any animal in terms of I am. The animal does not know I am. I mean, the dog does not know I am a dog. Lion does not know I am a lion, king of the forest. No animal has no knowledge. There is life, there is knowledge, but there is no self. Knowledge of the existence of the self is not there on the part of animal. I am not saying there is no knowledge in animal. There is knowledge, but there is no knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am on the part of any animal. Is it clear? Therefore, animals are okay. They do not have any identity. This identity, self-identity. So I have to make you understand the error. That's why we've got to talk about this. Self-identity itself is possible only if there is self-consciousness, self-awareness. Only if this knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, then identity is possible. In deep sleep state, do you have any identity? Do you know you are a woman or a man? You are from Israel? Do you have any? I'm Israelite? I'm a yoga teacher? Do you have any identity in sleep? No. No identity is possible when ignorance is total. Even to have any identity, there must be some knowledge. Is it clear? So animals do not have any identity. Therefore, no identification. Therefore, they do not have any superiority, inferiority complexes also. And we have knowledge. And of all the creatures, human being is the only being who is blessed with this knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am. the self-consciousness. Human being alone is self-conscious being. Therefore, human being alone is eligible to know what I am. No animal is eligible to discover the truth. Why? There must be partial knowledge. Then you can make your knowledge total knowledge. Human being alone is naturally, effortlessly blessed with this partial knowledge. In fact, an animal blessed with this knowledge is human being. We are also animals. But how we are distinct, different from them? Because we are blessed with this knowledge of existence of the self, self-consciousness. A self-conscious human being, a self-conscious being, you know your existence. Therefore, you are eligible to know the existence of the world. There is the world. We don't need to work hard to have this knowledge. We are naturally blessed with this knowledge. But this knowledge is only partial knowledge. Which means you know you are, but you do not know what, you know that I am. What this I is, what this I am is, what this knowledge is. This knowledge is in waking, when this knowledge is, I call it a waking state. When this knowledge is not, it is deep sleep state, which means this knowledge comes and goes. Is it clear? This not. Be careful. Knowledge of existence of the self, obtaining in the form of a thought, in terms of I am, comes and goes. Is true or not? When it is not there, it is deep sleep state. When it is there, it is waking state. Which means, where does this knowledge come from? Where does this knowledge exist? And where does this knowledge resolve? There is a time it is not there. That is what is called deep sleep state. Where does this knowledge go and hide? Is it clear? Like wave rises, wave comes, wave goes. Wave rises, wave exists, wave keeps flowing, and wave goes back, and wave resolves. There is a source of this wave. Where it rises from, where it exists, and where it resolves. The rising of the wave, existence of the wave, resolution of the wave cannot, does not happen outside of the water. Water is the source. Waves come and go, but water does not come and go. Okay? The source. Like that, what is the source of this knowledge of knowledge? Where does it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? What is the source of knowledge? Knowledge is. Knowledge comes. Knowledge exists. Knowledge resolves. Rises, waking state. You wake up. It is there for many hours. And it resolves. Again sleep. Again rises. It is there for many hours. When it is there, isn't it? Oh, life. Eating, drinking, going here, doing so many things. And all the results. Again, all the rises. Let us take this first word, I. Leave the am also. What is this I? One, isn't it? First person singular pronoun I. Aham. Leave the asmi part. Aham, I. I, like any word is used, any word refers to its corresponding object. Table, mic, any word refers to its corresponding object. Body refers to its corresponding object. I refers to its corresponding object. I mean EYI. Ear, throat, nose, hand, every word refers to its corresponding object. Now, I, what is this I? First person singular pronoun, single lettered word. One letter word, I, is also a word, it's a substantive. I, the first person singular pronoun, I, when we say, it is an expression. It's an expression. Expression of what? Expression of knowledge. Expression of knowledge. It means knowledge has come and used by every individual to refer to one's own self. Amazing, isn't it? I is the only one pronoun used by every individual to refer to one's own self. So it's I is a word which is an expression of knowledge. And for the word to be expressed, there must be knowledge. Without the knowledge, word cannot be expressed. Whether in uttered form or written form, word cannot be expressed without the knowledge. Word presupposes manifestation of knowledge in the form of a thought. Is it clear? In sleep, you do not say, I. I'm going there, I'm sitting here, I'm doing this, I have to do this, You don't say, I. You do not refer, you do not express this word I in sleep. Why? There is no knowledge manifest in sleep. Whenever knowledge is not manifest, you have thought, there is deep sleep state, then there is no expression. In sleep we don't speak. If you speak in sleep, there is a different problem. Okay? Then you need different treatment. That is a different problem. Is it clear? Which means, see, I'm taking you very, very carefully, systematically, step by step. Which means, this word, expression of word presupposes the knowledge in the form of a thought. This knowledge comes and goes, isn't it? What is the source of this knowledge? Where does this knowledge, like waves, come, exist and go? The knowledge also, you can't explain. Wave is a gross example. Wave, the knowledge is inexplicably subtle. You understand the knowledge is. There is a time knowledge is, there is a time knowledge is not. Isn't it true? Which means this inexplicably subtle knowledge, we understand, rises in the form of a thought, it comes and goes. When there is knowledge, you know you are, there is thought. When it goes, it is not there. But means, there is a source of knowledge. What is the source of knowledge which does not come, does not go? without arriving, without departing, there is always a source of knowledge from which this knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am or I, knowledge rises, knowledge exists, knowledge results. Is it clear? So we do not know. Now there is ignorance of the source of knowledge. When you say I am, you know the existence, but you do not know what you are. You do not know what this I is. Okay? You do not know what this I is. What this knowledge is. Where does this knowledge in terms of I? This knowledge, I, where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? We do not know. This is called what? You know you are, but you do not know what you are. Understand? This is partial ignorance and partial knowledge. This partial ignorance is the problem. Half knowledge, half ignorance is the problem. Is the cause of samsara. Let me give an example now. The traditional example, it's not my own example, traditional example. If this entire hall is kept dark, all the lights are turned off in the night time, not daytime. Lights are also turned off. The whole hall is kept dark, this pitch darkness. And the real snake walks in. Crawls inside. Real snake comes. Can you see the snake? Even if real snake comes, can you see the snake? You cannot see anything. Where is the question of seeing the snake? You cannot see anything in darkness. Everything will remain covered in darkness, pitch darkness. Even a lion comes. Suppose without making noise. Why only snake? And you are in, because you are all at yoga, stiff, standing stiff, meditation. Poor lion comes in and smells all of you. So yoga blood, let me go back. No fear. No fear. No fear. Bliss. Why? In darkness, real snake comes also. If you do not know there is snake, there's no fear. Then there's a small light you want to at least have some, to be able to see all the faces. All the lights are turned off. Once dim light is there. And then so many wires are hanging here. And one wire looks little coiled. And somebody thinks, oh, snake. And the person shouts and screams. And all of us rush to see the snake. And for all of us, it looks like snake. And some of us start sweating. Some of us are screaming. Some of them have gone, run away to bring a stick. There's a snake. There's a dim light. And then one person brought the stick and now started hitting also. And one person started, let me sit in a corner, meditate. One person is, let me do Shirasasana. Let me pray to Bhagavan on the start singing bhajans. One person does japa. Different activities are happening to get rid of the fear caused by the snake. Different activities are being done. Different efforts are made. Somehow we have to get rid of the fear caused by the snake. One person is hitting the snake, standing far carefully. Pain happens, snake doesn't die. Oh my God, how long you've been hitting the snake doesn't die. The other person goes, okay, like, now I'm not able to see very well, all dim light, let me bring proper light. Then the person brings a nice torch light, powerful light, sees, my God, what is this rope? There's no snake. I tell you, there's no snake. And then the person turns the lights on, all the lights are turned on, in bright light. Okay? In bright light, you see the what is this rope. In bright light, you know there is something. Something is, existence of something is known. And what is existent is rope is also known. Is total knowledge in brightness. In bright light is total knowledge. Total knowledge. There is something is knowledge. What is rope is total knowledge. To have total knowledge, what did you need? Bright light. In brightness, in full light, total knowledge. Isn't it? Then is there a fear? No fear. In knowing what is, there is no fear. In pitch darkness, the snake was there. You did not know what was, there is no fear. In total, in pitch, total darkness, in pitch darkness, no fear. In bright light, there is no fear because you see what is. Sit here. But in dim light, you know something is. You know there is something, but you do not know what that something is. What is something is known to you, but what is that something is not known. Now, what caused the fear? Tell me. Existence of the snake did not cause fear. Existence of rope did not cause fear. Sorry, okay? The rope is, but not knowing what is rope caused the fear. Actually speaking, did the snake cause fear? Poor snake is not even here. How can non-existent snake cause fear? The snake is not even here. But in your perception, there is snake. Why? There is error in your perception caused fear. What caused fear? Fear is likened to samsara. What caused fear? What made your life miserable? The fear, isn't it? The fear makes your life miserable. So, isn't it? Why there is fear? Why there is misery? Of experiencing fear. Does the snake cause fear? No. Does the rope cause fear? No. What caused fear? Error in your perception is the cause of fear. The error in your perception, you see snake. Error in your perception of what is caused the fear. Therefore, this erroneous perception of snake caused fear. This erroneous perception is called adhyasaha. Adhyasaha samsaram janayati. Error in your perception causes fear, suffering, misery. Now, for you to get rid of the fear, what should you do? To get rid of the fear, now your all effort is to get rid of the fear. Singing, meditating, standing upside down, running, chasing, hitting the snake, what will remove your fear? Na karmana, na prajaya. No, not by any action. No action. I'm not saying action is useless. In this context, action, okay, with reference to this fear caused by erroneous perception of snake, to get rid of the fear, no action is required. Or with the error has to go means the snake, the fear has to go means the only way of getting rid of fear is, only way of freeing yourself from being miserable is correcting the error in your perception. Isn't it? Correction has to take place in your error. Error has to be corrected in your perception. So how can you correct the error in your perception? By resolving the ignorance. Why is this error in your perception of snake? Because what caused the error in your perception of snake? Perception. It is not knowing what is. Isn't it? Something is known. If you do not know something is, no problem. That's why in darkness, no fear. Something is known, but what is that something is not known? So, error can be corrected only by resolving the ignorance. Not knowing what is ignorance. And how can, so to correct, to resolve the fear, you have to correct the error in your perception. To correct the error in your perception, you should resolve the ignorance which caused the error. To resolve the ignorance, you need is jnanam, jnana deva kaivalyam. You need only jnana. You should know what is rope. Okay, what is rope. You see, what is rope. You do not need to chase the snake away. If you know what is rope, the snake disappears in the very rope. Once you discover, when the lights are turned on, in the bright light, you see what is rope. And without being chased away, the snake resolves in the rope. Knowing what is what? Freedom. Knowing is freedom. Knowledge itself is freedom. You need not do anything afterwards. Once you know what is rope, then there's no need for doing anything else. To get rid of the fear, you need not experience anything. Snake has. What is rope means, along in the light of knowledge of what is rope, the snake resolves in the same rope. Along with the snake, your error in your perception resolves. Along with the error in your perception, the fear caused by error also resolves. Is called freedom from fear. caused by erroneous perception, caused by ignorance of not knowing what is. Is it clear? Now tell me, is total ignorance a problem? No. So partial ignorance is the problem. This partial ignorance alone is in Shastram said to be Ajnanam. Ajnanam. Okay? And like here, ignorance of anything in the world is not a problem. In total ignorance, there is no problem. That's why we all experience total ignorance in deep sleep state. And there is Sukham. But you cannot keep on, you can't remain, you can't be sleeping all the time. And your karma wakes you up every day. Come on, get up. Today is Paramita Karma. Wakes you up every day. We do not have any say over this. You can't decide to be sleeping all the time. You do not have any say over this. Therefore, with reference to this entire universe also, and we do not know this problem, Shastram helps us understand our problem. Why do we bow to Shruti Mata? Because Shastram helps me understand my problem first. Thereby helps me resolve the problem. How can I make efforts to resolve the problem if I do not even know that there is a problem? If you do not know you are sick, you cannot go to the doctor, you cannot take any help from the doctor, medication. You cannot get rid of your disease. You must know you are sick. Only then you can make appropriate efforts. I am suffering, suffering, suffering. I have pain, I have pain, I have pain. The doctor has to diagnose and tell you what the problem is, why you have suffering, then take this medicine. Then we go through this life of, go paths of opposites. The desirable, undesirable situations continuously. A born go through this life of pairs of opposites, and again paradigms, we go back, again come back, go back, come back. It continues, endless. It's endless. So beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, fraught with pairs of opposites is what? Samsara. Samyak sarati iti samsara. That which keeps moving properly, perfectly, perfect order. There is no disorder. That which is called samsara. So with reference to this entire cosmos, Shastram says exactly, now you can understand the example from the example. How meaningless it is to be afflicted by fear of seeing the snake, not knowing what is his throat. How ridiculous it is, isn't it? Unnecessary, we suffered so much. Similarly, Shastram says, whatever problems we have in life, whatever suffering we have, all our misery can be resolved for good. And what is the cause of this misery? Human misery, suffering. It is the erroneous perception of the self and the world. So error in the perception of the world has to be resolved, corrected. And error in the perception of one's own self has to be corrected. There is the dosha dvayam, okay? Error not only in the perception of the world, the error in the perception of the world is because there is error in the perception of the very self. This error has to be corrected. This is called adhyasaha. And this error is caused by what? Error is caused by ignorance. What is the ignorance? Of not knowing what this I is. What this first person, for you to know what this universe is, what this entire inexplicably vast cosmos of innumerable countless forms, names and functions is. For you to know what this universe is, definitely you must know first of all what this I is. I, the first person singular pronoun, which is an expression of manifestation of knowledge used by every individual to refer to one's own self, is. But what this I is? What this knowledge is? Where does it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? If you know what this I is, knowing what I is as good as knowing what this whole cosmos is. Knowing what this whole cosmos is in fact knowing what the Lord Ishvara Bhagavan is. One and the same. Imagine, if the wave has to, imagine, the wave has to know what the entire ocean is. There's a wave. And the wave knows, it has come. What is this entire ocean is? I am part of this ocean. What this entire ocean is? The wave has to know what the entire ocean is. What should the wave do? Wave should know what the wave is. The wave comes to know wave is water, and the same entire ocean is the same water. So knowing what the wave is as good as knowing what the entire ocean is. Why? Because the truth of the ocean, the truth of the wave is essentially one and the same. Similarly here, if we understand what this I is, it is as good as knowing what this entire cosmos is. As good as knowing what this entire cosmos is knowing what Bhagavan is, who the God is, the Lord is. Is called what? Jiva, okay? Jiva Ishvara, Jiva Jagar Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Jnanam. Jiva Jagar Ishvara Swarupa Aikya Jnanam. Knowledge of oneness of the truth of the individual, the total and the Lord. Could understand the non-difference between the Lord, the individual and the total. And this, there is ignorance of what this I is. I is known, isn't it? I am is known. But what this I is not known. It's got partial knowledge, partial ignorance. And if you understand what I is in terms of what I am, then knowledge is total. In total knowledge, the error in perception of yourself will be resolved, corrected. When the error in the perception of the self is corrected, error in the perception of the world will be corrected. When the error in the perception is corrected, error caused suffering also will be resolved. How your fear resolves along with the snake when you discover what is his robe. Similarly, when you discover what I is, what I am, the error in the perception of yourself will resolve, and along with the error caused samsara, affliction, suffering, misery also will resolve for good. It's called samsara nivritti. So samsara nivritti is in adhyasa nivritti. Adhyasa nivritti is in ajnana nivritti. Ajnana nivritti is in knowledge. Okay? Therefore, here in the first verse, come to the point. In this first verse, what is said here is, there is Dvaita Darshanam, perception of duality. There is perception of duality, Dvaita Darshanam, Dvaitam duality. Perception of duality. I am the knower, the world is known. And what is the perception of duality? There is perception of plurality. It's called Jiva Jagad Bedaha. Jiva Jiva Bedaha. Jagat Jiva Bedaha. Jagat Ishwara Bhedaha. I am different from the world. World is different from me. Every individual is different from every other individual. And world is different from the Lord. Lord is different from the world. Jivas are different from the Lord. It's called what? All perception of duality. So the cause of suffering, misery, is this Dvaita Darshanam. Dvaita Darshanam Samsarasya Karanam. Perception of duality is the cause of our suffering. The question comes, is perception of duality suffering? No. Perception of duality being mistaken for reality is the cause of suffering. Duality by itself is not a problem. Perception of duality being mistaken for reality is the cause of samsara. Okay? Dvaita Darshanam being mistaken for reality is the cause of suffering. Now there is Dvaita Darshanam. I am different from the world. World is different from me. This duality is real for us. We take it as real. The world is real. I am different from the world. The world is different from me is taken to be real. This Dvaita Darshanam. This is the cause of samsara. And this Dvaita Darshanam is adhyasaha, erroneous perception. The perception of duality is not correct. It is not, it is erroneous, wrong perception. So if the samsara has to be resolved, error in the perception of duality has to be, the erroneous perception of duality being mistaken for reality has to be corrected. How can we correct the Dvaita Darshanam? Only by having the Darshanam, vision of non-duality of the reality. So, Advaita Adhishtana Darshanam is the only means of resolving the erroneous perception of duality. What is the Adhishtanam for the snake? Where did you see the snake? What is the locus of the snake? Rope, isn't it? Similarly here, for this duality, the error in the perception of duality has to be corrected, means you need jnana, ajnana, no? Ajnanam is there. Ignorance has to be resolved. Ignorance, there is ajnanam. What is ajnanam, avaranam here? Ignorance of the non-dual reality. This ignorance of non-dual reality. So to resolve, for samsara nivrittihi, we have to resolve the advaita darshanam. For resolving the dvaitam darshanam, correcting the error in perception of duality, you need to resolve the ignorance of non-dual reality. To resolve the ignorance of non-dual reality, you need to know what non-dual reality is. So, Adhishtana Advaita Darshanam is the means of resolving Ajnanam. Thereby you can resolve, correct the error in perception of duality. Thereby you can resolve the samsara. Is it clear? Therefore, it is said here, Isha Vasyam. Isha Vasyam. The elimination or correction of error in the perception of duality is said here, Dvaita Nivrittihi is discussed here in this verse. Dvaita Nivrittihi, Dvaita Darshana Nivrittihi. So correcting the error in perception of duality is discussed in this verse. How is it? Ishavasyam. The duality has to be covered. Perception of duality has to be covered. Vasyam. Like snake has to be covered by the rope. What is covering? Vasyam. Duality has to be covered. Vasyam. Vasyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Achadaniyam. We will be reading the Bhashyam also. I am preparing beforehand. Only today it took time to prepare. Tomorrow I don't need to go to it. You go straight to the verses. Achadaniyam. Covered. Covering means what? Not physically covering. The covering of duality is not physically covering it here. It is falsifying, falsification. Please put it. Falsify. In Sanskritam we say mithya karanam or abhasi karanam. So falsify means negating. Falsification, negation is mithya karanam, abhasi karanam. How can you do that? Isha. Ish. Ishaha. Ishwaraha. Ishita. All these words literally mean the Lord. Ish. Ishaha. Ishwaraha. Ishita. So many words we have. Which means the one who governs or rules. The Lord. So Ish, the instrumental case of Ish is Isha. By Isha. By Ish. Okay? By the Lord. Vasyam, to be covered. The dvaita nivruttihi, dvaitam has, the perception of duality has to be falsified. We negate it. To say that, it is said here, yat kincha jagatyam jagat, idam sarvam, idam this sarvam entire cosmos, idam sarvam jagat, this entire cosmos, whatever is here, jagatyam jagat, whatever is here in this universe, this entire universe has to be falsified, negated as mithya. The entire universe has been negated as mithya. What do we do now? We don't see the universe as that mithya. It is very real for us. The universe is very, very real in our perception. Is the universe real or not? We say the universe is not real. I'm not saying universe is unreal. Be careful, okay? I never say universe is unreal. This universe, this objective universe, which is in front of me, is it real or unreal? Is it not unreal? And what is unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. The universe is not unreal. It's all wrong translation. It's wrong to say the universe is non-existent. The universe is not unreal. It is not non-existent. It is very much there in front of me, available for my perception, experience, enjoyment through all my five different senses. I experience the world in five different forms as five different objects. I see, I hear, I see, experience the world in my sounds and taste and smell and forms and shapes and colors and light. The whole world is very much there in front of me. It is not unreal. At the same time, this world is not absolutely real also. This is where we find it difficult. The world is not unreal, it is easy to understand. Why? It is there. I am experiencing it. But is it absolutely real? No. It is not absolutely real also. But in my perception, it is very difficult for me to say the world is not real. It is neither unreal nor is it real. Which means it is mithya. Mithya means it is seemingly real, apparently real, objectively real, empirically real. World is empirically real, relatively real, objectively real, but not absolutely real. But in our understanding, in my perception, world is absolutely real. That is why there is suffering. Okay, what is this universe which I see as absolutely real universe? Now should be understood to be the empirically real universe. Okay, because it is mithya. Mithya is cannot be translated into English at all. Mithya is mithya. What is mithya? That which is neither real, neither absolutely real, nor unreal, is mithya. It's called mithyakaranam, abhasi karanam, falsifying. So, understanding the world being mithya is what? Falsifying the world, covering the world. Okay, covering means not physically taking in, not covering like this. Understanding the world being mithya is falsifying the world, covering the world. So, idam sarvam, however vast this universe is, however inexplicable this universe is, doesn't matter. This entire objective universe has to be negated as mithya jagat. It is not absolutely real at all. Okay, negate us. If you negate, what is the benefit? Then your sons, you will be free from suffering. Why should you break your head to negate the world as mithya? It is cognitive, it's absolutely cognitive, isn't it? Nothing, we are not physically doing anything here. Negate the world as mithya. Once you understand the world being mithya, your perception of the world is different. The erroneous perception becomes corrected, then you will be free from suffering. So, see, to understand what you need Ishvara Darshanam. Advaita Adhishtana Darshanam. Advaita Adhishtana Darshanam you need. You need the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the absolute reality. You need the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of what is absolutely real in order to negate this universe as mithya. And an absolute reality is here meant by the word Isha. Isha is an instrumental case of the word Ish. Isha Vasyam. It's a passive voice sentence. Idam Jagat Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Idam Sarvam Isha Vasyam. This entire cosmos, whatever is here, has to be covered by, has to be negated as mithya by the clear, doubt-free vision of the absolute reality, the Atma, implied by the term Atma. Isha means Atma Darshanena. By knowing the truth of I, by knowing the truth as the truth of I, by knowing the truth of the world, by knowing, understand the Lord also, you can negate this whole universe as mithya. ஈஷாவாஸ்யம். தமிழ் லிட்டில் வில் டூ த பாஷ்யம் அகெயின். ஐம் ஜஸ்ட் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் யூ ஃபார் த பாஷ்யம். தென் யூ வாண்ட் லைக் எஸ் டே இட் வோன்ட் பி எ ஸ்ட்ரகிள். எவ்ரி வேர்ட் யூ வில் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் கிளியர்லி ஹியர். இனிஷியலி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டூ வேர்ஸ் ஐ நீட் டு டேக் சம் டைம். And this falsifying, negating the universe as mithya by or through the clear vision of non-dual absolute reality obtaining in of self as one's own self is jnana yoga. It's called nivrittihi. Negation of the universe as mithya is nivrittihi. Nivritti margaha. Don't give up, pronounce and run away from anywhere. Just purely, just cognitive. Anyway, I just come to the text. So we'll come back and see. Okay. Any questions? In what you heard, only in what I said today here.
One is that you said total ignorance is not a problem, and there is bliss in total ignorance. And can you explain, because it's not something that we are aspiring for, right? To have a total ignorance.
I don't mean that we should remain in total ignorance. I wanted to differentiate the partial ignorance from total ignorance. How in total ignorance there is no problem means there is no suffering. So ignorance by itself is not a problem. But ignorance, there is a partial ignorance is there. That is where samsara is. Only when you know you are, the experience of pairs of opposites is possible. Once you do not know you are, there is no pain. When you fall asleep, you do not know you are. So you do not know what you are also. You cannot know what you are also in sleep. You see, to know what you are, you must know you are first, no? Very important. You must know you are first in order to know what you are. Isn't it? So in waking state, you know you are. Therefore, it is possible for you to know what you are, to understand what you are in waking state. That is why class has to be held only in the waking state. Otherwise, come and knock at your door, all of you. So, when you fast asleep, when you do not know you are, you cannot know what you are also. Then the ignorance is total. When you do not know you are, there is no self-consciousness. There is no self-identity. There is no suffering. No pain. But we are not interested in bliss. We are not interested in bliss. We are interested in happiness. So total knowledge is happiness. Total ignorance is bliss. Partial knowledge, partial ignorance is samsara, suffering. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Still doubt is there? We are not, what I want, just to differentiate. I am not saying better to be, okay, let us remain totally ignorant. Okay, Bhagavan has blessed us with half knowledge. Why should we lose it? Instead of losing the partial knowledge, let us have the partial ignorance removed. Let us have total knowledge, which is wisdom. Total knowledge is happiness, which is total knowledge is wisdom, which is fullness. In partial knowledge, In partial ignorance, you are a fraction. In total knowledge, there is fullness. Have you answered? Please be clear. Have you answered?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, please go ahead.
My other question is about the Ishavasya covering all with the Lord. And you mentioned that the covering here, it means negating or falsifying. But why the word cover is used? What is the significance?
No, this, the expression, the word is used, covered. Vasan is used. Literally it means to cover. Was the second con. I get clear about cover in some class. I have not yet started the verse. I only introduced it to teaching. I'm going to do it again. Because this is an Upanishad which is sometimes misunderstood by many people also. That is why I gave certain basic introduction today. Of course you all already exposed the teaching. I need not have done it, but still I thought for my own satisfaction if I need to continue with my teaching, I just want to introduce the teaching today. The basic, you know. Covering does not literally mean covering physically. It is cognitively resolving. Cognitive resolution, cognitively negating, is said to be covering, not physically covering. We'll understand when I come to the... I'll be talking in my next class. This evening, I will talk. We have classes, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Any other question? Okay. But please feel free to ask me questions after the class. I'm very happy to answer. Because better to clarify the doubts in the class itself. Then you will forget. I won't know the context when you're asking. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.